Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
I'm so excited about what's happening, John, at the White House.
There's a lot of exciting things
at the White House. But they're actually coming together in the White House now, and they're praying. The cabinet. Now, CBN's reporting that the cabinet, the president's cabinet,
are praying.
Yeah, I can't wait. We got this program coming. You got to see it. I mean, they did Easter all in the White House lawn. It was the most beautiful. Like, it was like heavenly.
Wow.
I mean, they had the cabinet members were reading storybooks to the children, and they were looking for Easter eggs, and it just seemed like, oh my goodness, this is like, you know.
That's cool.
Yeah, it was just very powerful. But they're having, CBN News is reporting that they're coming together and they are meeting and studying the Bible. This is what it says. They said that the members of the President Trump's cabinet are gathering together for prayer weekly. Mm-hmm. Vice President Mike Pence and eight cabinet secretaries, they say, sponsor the session, which occurs weekly in Washington, D.C.
Wow.
Isn't that cool?
That's very cool. Yeah. Imagine the discussions and when they can come together and pray and have these Bible
they're
studies.
They're seeking God. The cabinet
seeking
God.
It's a blessing on the nation.
Yeah. Cabinet seeking God. And it also said, you know, this is led by the founder of Capital Ministries, Ralph Drolinger, who started working on arranging the Bible study during Trump's teen transition time, during his transitioning
his team. That whole period of time, this was made in prayer.
Listen to the sponsors. The sponsors include Vice President Pence, Secretary Betsy Ross is over education.
DeVos.
Yeah, Betsy DeVos. And then we have Ben Carson, who's over the HUD, right? House and Urban Development. You have Sonny Perdue, who is actually over the agriculture. He just got approved. He just got approved over the agriculture. Secretary Rick Perry, who was a former governor of Texas, he's there sponsoring it as well. And he's, of course, over the
energy,
which is nuclear energy as well. Environmental Protection Agency, you got Jeff Sessions, Tom Price is over the health care. Jeff Sessions is over the head law enforcement officer over the land. Scott Pruitt over the CIA. And you actually have Mike Pompeo, who's the director of the CIA.
Right.
And you think of these guys, these men and women. I mean, think how awesome this is.
These are huge cabinet
level decisions.
They're turning
to God. They're making huge decisions. This is huge. I mean, even Ahab, who was an evil dude, when he turned to God, God told the prophet, said, I know what you said, but go back and talk to him again because he humbled himself. God's going to honor all this. All what you're seeing right now, and we're not even paying much attention to it. You're not going to hear much about it on VFN TV, but it's just like, it's like a kid not going to get their way. People are screaming and hollering. I'm seeing this more and more. I'm noticing and seeing what happened when the transition of government transition happened between Ahab and Jezebel, who was king. He was king and she was queen, to when Jehu came in. Mm. And you're watching right now, even the Democratic National Convention just declared, I believe their leader of it, that you have no place in the Democratic National Convention if you're pro-life, if you're for not killing children.
Yes.
I mean, they're forcing people, it looks like, out of their party for if you're pro-life. And it's like, oh my goodness, to me, but think about this. That's what happened with Jehu when he was separating the people and he was transitioning. He removed Jezebel. Ahab was gone and he was going to remove all the leaders. They gathered them all together. It's almost like they're concentrating people who are against life in one particular party, right? That's what you would think.
Yeah. You got to be clear.
It's interesting. It's called a party. And it was a party. They threw a bell party when they were going to, this is the new transitional officer, Jehu, who was the leader of the government, chosen by God, anointed by God, that nobody even knew about because it happened like secretly. Mm. And all of a sudden he comes out there. He comes in there. He deals with the wrong leadership. He comes into place. And then he actually throws a party, a bell party. And so everybody that had that bell worship and they didn't worship God, which was false gods and all this crazy stuff. And so that was it's interesting that it was a party. And now a party, you know, we're not talking parties here, but literally it's called a party. Isn't it called a party?
Yeah.
And they're kind of gathering people who just, and when you think about Baal, you got to think about Moloch and Asherah. Moloch is where they sacrificed babies. They sacrificed children. And this is the one God, which is no God at all, that God hated the most.
Yeah.
And so they're saying, we want to declare this is Moloch's party. Mm. Right? That's what we were saying. Yeah. It's like, you can't, if you're for life, you can't be here. In life in the womb, you can't be here.
these lines are being more defined more than ever.
Mm-hmm.
And we got to find out, you know, people got to find out what side you're going to be on.
Right.
This matter of being indecisive and not knowing what place you're going to be is not where, you know, not the place. You got to decide.
Well, that's what Mount Carmel was all about. Was a place of a mountain of decision, and they had to decide, choose who you're going to serve, who's going to be your God. And that's what that was. It's like we're being brought to that. This has been, if you've been listening and watching, in 5 years now coming this May, you know, God called us out to do what we're doing. And we've been prophesying, you know, about this day. And it's a battle between, you know, the spirit
of
Elijah.
And hold on, not everyone's going to like this. I mean, when you stand for
truth.
Everybody's
going to Bell Party.
For truth, but people get, you know, we wanted the change, but we didn't know it was going to cost us. Oh, it's going to cost you. You got to be able to stand up for those that are standing up for God and standing up for His values.
And what's so exciting is if you understand, you can trust the Creator of the universe who's holding everything together. You can trust Him. He's got your back. All you got to do is just say, God's my God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. He's my God. Jesus is my Lord. And He's going to deal with everybody else.
Because
He's fixing to deal. The sword of heaven, as Chuck Pierce prophesied, is coming to the earth. And the seed of the righteous, what the Lord told me, the seed of evil is coming down, and the seed of the righteous is going to rise. We're watching that take place. And so it's not necessarily a negative thing when people kind of coagulate together that are in one mindset, because it kind of helps God deal
with it. Being clear, isn't it?
It may be the end of that party as
you know.
Just take
two steps to the left.
Right. Don't show up at the party. As a matter of fact, Jehu, which I think is so cool, is that, you know, Jehu went through the crowd to make sure none of people who had a heart for God, because sometimes you can end up in a wrong place. And he looked through there. They're all human beings, but there was people who did not have that in their heart. And there's people that are part of some party system here in America, but that's not in your heart. But now they're saying, if it is in your heart that you want life, you can't even be here, according to the reports and what's going on.
Yeah.
Before we go into break, also, he goes on to say in this prayer, so our leaders are seeking God at the top of Mount Carmel, if you would. I mean, they're praying to God and seeking God and studying the Bible.
Thank you, Lord.
It goes on to say, this is in this article by CBN, these are some of the influential people in the U.S. government gathered together weekly for themselves for spirituality, you know, growing spiritually. In terms of country's health and direction, when its leaders are seeking God, the nation is in position to be blessed by God in ways that are far more abundantly beyond than one could ask or even think, Drollinger says.
That's beautiful.
I mean, you think it's like Ephesians 3:20. I mean, Ephesians 3:20 says this. Now, to him who is able to do immeasurably more than all you can ask or imagine according to the power that is work within us. So he's saying, listen, this God that we're meeting with, you don't have to put your mind around it, because if you put your heart in it, I mean, God's going to move powerfully. He goes on to say, he says, Capital Ministries, which is his ministry right there, also hosts a weekly Bible study in the White House Senate. The ministry has started Bible studies in a number of state capitals, but also they're actually looking to expand an international capital. So they're carrying the gospel. And the first book printed in America was printed by the Congress, right?
Yeah.
And it was the Bible.
Yeah.
They printed the Bible, and we're back to the original intent.
Thank you, Lord.
God. And he goes and says, this has been a wonderful time of prayer and fellowship as I presently am teaching through the Sermon on the Mount. So they're teaching the Sermon on the Mount in the White House, the Capitol. I mean, the one ahead of education and housing and CIA and all that. It's like, we got to get behind these guys and pray for them. We're supposed to pray for those in the leadership. And he even gives them homework assignments for particular topics to be able to study on. And leaders of the Bible goes on to say, leaders of the Bible study say that President Trump has always been invited to be able to join them there. And prayer has been an evident part of the administration, with pastors often praying over Trump throughout the entire campaign. Mm.
And this is true. We saw that from the campaign all the way to the inauguration.
All the way.
We've never seen an inauguration with that much prayer and Jesus being lifted up as much as he was.
Right. We got to be careful. So when God raises up a Jehu to deal with something, we've got to just say.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFNTV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.